It's the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy here with you guys on this March 15th. It's Wednesday. Hope you're having a fun Wednesday and hope the Did You Know Show can make it even better.
Noah, you want to kick day?
It certainly is. A lot of energy on today's Did You Know Show, and Noah's going to kick us off today.
All right, so I got a little two-parter right here. So did you know that coyotes mate for life?
Wait, say that again?
Coyotes?
Mm-hmm.
They mate for life.
Okay.
So unlike, obviously, regular dogs, they kind of just do whatever the heck they want to do. Coyotes, they actually only find one mate for their entire life. Now, from scientists kind of observing this and seeing what's going on, they think it's most likely because the litters are quite large, and they need help feeding them. And so usually the male sticks around for a lot longer of a period of time to be able to hunt, do things like that, as well as being there to go out and, like, keep predators, other predators away.
Mm.
That's why coyotes typically get more of a name of being a very aggressive dog out in the wild. And it's usually not because they're just aggressive and want to hurt anybody, but it's because they're very protective of their young. So they go out and they kind of push stuff around, very territorial. But because of how long they actually stick around, it's usually about time for them to mate again. And so they typically just, they only have one mate. By the time the cycle goes around, it's time to do it again. So there's coyotes. And then another little one here also is fish. Typically they don't have like a whole mating type of thing. One usually lays eggs, other one, it's not like a, it's always different, right? But seahorses, apparently they're called white seahorses or Sydney seahorses. They only find one mate also, and it's because they struggle to swim. And so usually when they finally find a mate, they just stick with it. The weird thing about this, which is I'm less worried about the fact that one mate, it's the fact that the male actually carries the babies.
Oh, wow.
As seahorses, but the female creates the eggs.
Interesting.
So the female creates the eggs and actually, sorry if this is weird and disturbing, but it is what it is, but actually inserts the eggs into the male, and then the male carries them until they hatch.
Wow.
So that's a little wild, but
Since we went there, this will sound weird, but have you ever seen a video of a seahorse giving birth?
Yes, I have. It's actually kind of weird.
Shoot it out.
Yeah, just shoot it out, and they start swimming around.
Millions of babies.
Yeah.
Probably a million. Probably
a whole lot.
Yeah, a lot of babies. It's craziness.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy stuff right there. All right, so mine is, did you know that Ben Franklin created many of the United States' first public services? So I feel like I know of Ben Franklin. I know a few of his inventions,
right,
of course, but I didn't know this about him. So he's obviously applauded for his science-based inventions, but he also created a lot of the public services that we rely upon today. So his earliest contribution of this manner was he opened the first library in the United States in Philadelphia in 1731. It was the country's first lending library. And readers had to pay a small membership fee. And then 5 years later, Franklin established the first Union Fire Company. So the country's first volunteer fire department.
Fire department, okay.
Yeah, and then and he did that in an effort to combat Philadelphia's fires, because back in that time they were having a lot of fires, and he wanted a system to try to combat that. And then also in 1751, he also founded the Pennsylvania Hospital, the country's first medical facility open to the public. So there were private hospitals back then, but he founded the first public hospital.
Wow, no, I didn't know that at all. So
yeah.
he had like a big impact on the world that we live in right now. Huge.
I didn't really realize all that. And so because he created all these things, it led to the Continental Congress appointing him as the colony's first postmaster general. And then he also created the country's official mail routes in 1775, a service that would eventually transform into the United States Postal Service.
So wow.
It's like every single thing.
Everything that actually runs this country kind of right now.
You trace back to Ben
Franklin. Trace it right back to Ben Franklin. Huh.
Craziness. Yeah, well, there you have it on today's Did You Know Show. We got two more episodes this week, 2:45 p.m. Monday through Friday. Hope you learned something new today.